Christmas Eve is one of the darkest days of the year. It actually, I believe, was Saturday was the shortest day, and Saturday night was the longest day. Today we have experienced, if my math, it might be off a few minutes, we've experienced 9 hours, 26 minutes of daylight, and that leaves us with 14 hours and 34 minutes of darkness. The world around us is experiencing darkness as well. Climate change, a nuclear North Korea, cyber attacks. I don't know about you, but I did not go into Target the last few days, and I was not going to swipe one of my cards. Cyber attacks, global terrorism, personal insecurity about relationships, jobs, health, retirement. We're living in a world that feels like that line from the first Noel, a cold winter's night. That was so deep. Deep, deep darkness. Now, some say that when you are experiencing a darkness in your life, you should pray to God to free you from it. And if you are still in darkness, try paying your electric bill. But we're not the first people in history to face days of darkness. In the time of the prophet Isaiah, about 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, the people of Israel were in a time of darkness. They lived in a land of deep darkness. God seemed to them to be silent. They were greatly distressed and hungry. Isaiah tells us that they saw only distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they were thrust into a thick darkness. Perhaps we know what that feels like. Darkness, thick darkness. We need to experience some light. And yet the people of Israel, in these days of darkness, they saw a ray and a light of hope. In the birth of the king, a descendant king of David, for a child was to be born for them, a son given to us, says the prophet Isaiah. And authority shall rest upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His kingdom shall be established with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. This king was to be the hope of Israel, the one who would rule them with justice and righteousness. He was their hope for the future. A child is born. The 5:30 service, after the first carol was sung and the family was coming up to light the Advent candles, it was a mom and a dad, and their son is probably about, what, 5, and their daughter's maybe 2, and they were walking up, and there was another family sitting in the back with a daughter that's probably 1.5 years old, and I don't know what she was making, I do know what she was making reference to, but I'm not sure which one, and she kept saying, "The baby, the baby, the baby." And I'm thinking, is she talking about the little one that's walking her aisle, or is she talking about the one over there? I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. It's Christmas. She was talking about the one over there. And I'm thinking, out of the mouth of babes comes the message tonight. The baby, the baby. A child is born. An 18-year-old known named Tyler Wilson said to himself, "I'm going to design a new, safer, more efficient nuclear reactor," and so he did. A Kenyan teenager named Richard Trefury feared that the lions would devour his family's livestock, so he built an automated security system. Jack Andraka, just 16 years old, became angry when pancreatic cancer killed a family friend, but instead of cursing the darkness, he lit a candle. Bucking conventional wisdom about cancer testing, he developed a protein-based blood test that is much faster, more efficient, cheaper than the current options. All of this while dealing with homework, parents, and puberty. A child has been born for us. A son has been given to us, says the prophet Isaiah. Children are still being born even today who are succeeding in making the world a safer, more secure, and healthier place. God's kingdom of justice and righteousness is being advanced one step at a time. Of course, the most impressive of God's children was born in Bethlehem about 700 years after the prophet Isaiah. Think about that. The people of Israel did not see the greatest of David's descendants immediately, but they had to wait more than 700 years. But come, he did. Jesus Christ was born to show us God's love and to be our Savior in the middle of the dark, dark night. He came to bring us light, to bring us life, to give us hope. You see, he is our hope not because he's a child, but because he's Jesus Christ and the Son of God. You see, the prophet Isaiah was right when he said that his authority shall grow continually and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. The authority of Jesus has only increased with the world now containing more than 2 billion Christians worldwide, about a third of the global population. See, Jesus continues to offer his peace in a challenging and controversial world, saying to us, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I'm giving to you, but I don't give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Jesus doesn't allow us to escape the challenges of everyday life and living either. But instead, he offers to us that peace that is beyond our understanding right in the middle of all of these life challenges and occurrences. Jesus also establishes his kingdom, a kingdom with justice, with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. You see, like the prophets before him, he is anointed by God to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind. You see, Jesus is the one who wants justice for all of God's children, whether they be rich or poor, black or white, conservative or liberal, immigrant or native born. Jesus Christ is the one who is focused on people being in right relationship with God and with one another. See, at the heart of this word righteousness is right relationship. Not so much about following a bunch of rules and regulations as it is so much of being in a loving, giving, just, and committed relationships. Because that's the kind of relationship that Jesus Christ has with each and every one of us. And that's the kind of relationship that Jesus Christ wants for us to have with him, with Almighty God, and with each other. You see, my friends, our hope for the future is found in Jesus Christ and anyone who's willing to follow him in justice and righteousness. Prophet Isaiah said, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us." Christmas is a season of hope, where the light of Christ enters into the darkness of the world. The birth of Jesus Christ reminds us that children can change things for the better, whether they are designing safer nuclear reactors, whether they are developing better cancer blood tests, or being the one and only Savior of the world. See, since the time of Isaiah, people have dreamed. They've dreamed of that day when the wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. That little child is named Jesus, as well as the children of God who follow him. So on this Christmas Eve, receive the light that is coming into the world. To those who are living in a land of deep darkness, the light of Christ is shining. And he seeks to enter the life of each and every one of us to show us God's love, to save us from our sins, and to lead us down the pathway, the roadway of justice and righteousness. Receive the light. Accept it. Embrace it and share it wherever you can. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for this night of all nights, as we celebrate the birth of this child that has changed the world like no other birth before. Oh God, continue to bless us and use us. Continue to speak to our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, that we might be your children of grace, of forgiveness, your children of justice and righteousness. It's in Christ our Lord that we pray. Amen.